Hey, today was bonus Monday. We have an extra day, so we took advantage of it. We came out. I think you saw we had a couple periods. We really worked hard on tempo. We had two periods of no huddle, tempo-type practice for our offense and defense, and then we finished with a two-minute, which was high tempo. So I think it was good work coming off a player's day off to get back in that mindset, obviously with no pads on. But we did incorporate a little bit of Detroit, ran 10 plays in a period. But I think this week you're going to see us, we're getting back to like what a regular season week would be. So we introduced it today, gave an idea how the week is going to play out as far as meetings and time schedule, and then take it from there. But we'll continue to watch a little film on Detroit, put together, make sure coaches have their responsibility, but more so for the players so they get an idea of what a regular season week is like.
Watson look first time out?
Well, pretty good. You know, those guys got two reps a period. So I know he made a play. I saw it in the red zone, 7-on-7. I know that he's done a good job working himself back into it. So we'll take a look at tape. It looked like he was running around pretty good, as Cecil was.
Friday night, or are you looking at Atlanta?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be, you know, he's back into the mindset of probably, you know, how we'll treat him like the first regular or preseason game. Well, he'll get some reps, but we'll make sure that's not extended play.
And that's for Cecil, too.
Yes.
Guys, you talked about getting the rookies snaps with the first team. What benefit is that for you guys as a coaching staff to see them with that, and what's the benefit for them?
Well, I would say a classic example is a guy like Allen Hurns. You know, if it's unfortunate that the injuries we had at wide receiver, but because of that, it creates opportunity. And Allen Hurns got reps with the ones, and you saw him go against our corners, and he caught our eye, and, you know, now he's really catching our eye, doing a nice job. And we don't want that mindset only with an injury that takes place. I think it's important to get those guys up there going against the ones so you can find out stories like that. And that's where it all stems from. And the only way you can is to challenge the coaches to get them in there. And sometimes it's hard. A coach wants to go on with who he trusts and who he relies on and trying to get him ready for the game. But in the early stages, you need to do that. Same thing. Same thing. He's no different than anybody else. And get him some reps with the ones so he gets to feel what that's like.
A couple of times in the last couple of years. Is that part of it? Is that a little unconventional?
Well, I would like to say that, you know, for us, I think I learned it in Seattle. I saw it happen firsthand, and I give credit to Coach Carroll because he brought that along, and I think that's something that we brought here. I saw how it worked, how it developed guys, how it gave guys some juice in practice. You know, they get that opportunity, and I think it's just good for the team morale-wise.
Well, as far as Cecil, what's the relief level to get him back at least today with enough time?
Well, it's good. You know, I think, you know, we're pretty conservative, you know, at this stage with our guys. So to have him come back and see him run like the way he was, you know, we were holding him back. I know he wanted to get back like he was been practicing for 3 weeks. So, you know, but I think it's a good stride in the right direction with him.
Is there a benefit to having Cecil's time? You said you're going to limit him a little bit, like it's a first preseason game. Is there a benefit to having him in there with Blake, for Blake's comfort level and that sort of thing?
I don't know. We haven't talked specifically when Cecil will go in, but, you know, I think that, you know, he'll probably start off right away with Cecil, you know, depending on how this week goes.
How's Ace Sanders doing?
Doing really well. Just the minimal contact that we have, and it's been texting back and forth, and his response has been really good. So,
anticipate him showing up before the season at all?
You know what? This was a couple weeks ago, and we thought there was a chance maybe the fourth preseason game.
With the ones at center today, do you put Brew in there tomorrow, or how do you
work? We'll take a look at it. Brew will get some reps with the ones. You know, but today we just wanted to get Jock in there to see.
How delicate is your tackle depth right now?
Well, you know, when you go into a regular season game, you have three up. You know, so, but we did bring in a guy to come in for us for this preseason game and see how he does. So we'll have enough for that. But, you know, hopefully we get some of these guys back.
What's your plan for Dakota if he continues to progress in terms of getting him back to being a starter there? Or just going
well,
to for the first couple
yeah,
of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think initially when we brought him in here, we thought he'd have a chance to be that guy. So I think right now we're just seeing each day how he progresses and then just let him run the course and see what happens. But Leroy played a lot better the second game and did a nice job. So I mean, that's what it's, you know, he's coming into now. So I really like the way he practiced today. For the few reps he got, looked like, you know, that he paid attention all during training camp, because he didn't have, you know, I don't know if he had any busts or not, but it didn't appear like it, just, you know, watching him. So that's good. And he adds that element of speed.
Right. What kind of camp is Cam Bradfield had?
I would say that Cam, the last week or so, has really picked it up. I think that, I said it before, he's solid, you know, not great, anything like that. But now this last week, he really has picked it up. We talked a little bit about it. And then when, you know, the 3 days prior to the Chicago game, you saw him really do well. And then he had to go in there, and he felt like he played well, and he did. So, you know, I think this last week, he's really even stepped it up more.